Greetings. Nelson Olmsted here. Today, listen to a true-life Montana success story that might have come from the pen of Horatio Alger. Now, Clint Gruber has a brief message for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Back now to Pacific Powerland's favorite storyteller, Nelson Olmsted.
Nine years after Julius Niels arrived in Wisconsin from Germany, he had saved $400. With this, he went into the hardware business with his brother August. Before long, the Niels brothers found themselves the owners of a stack of pine logs they had taken in trade for merchandise. They had the logs cut into lumber at the Thayer Mill and sold the lumber at a good profit. So, almost by accident, the Niels boys became lumbermen. Julius particularly took to the business. For about four more years, the Niels' combined hardware and lumber business flourished. Then one hot, dry day in 1886...
Half the town's on fire! Don't try to save anything! Just save yourselves!
Later, Julius Niels surveyed the ruins and said, The Thayer Mill went and all our lumber with it. I guess we're out of business here in Wisconsin. But there is a hardware store in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota we could take over. Although no one knew it at the time, that year was a fateful one for the remote settlement of Libby, Montana, more than 1,000 miles west of Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. After several highly successful logging and milling ventures in Minnesota, it became evident to Julius Niels that an ill wind was stirring in the Midwestern timber industry. Forest resources had dwindled. There was barely enough raw material left to keep the established mills in operation. In 1906, Julius Niels looked to the west, and he said to his eldest son, Paul, Son, there's timber up in that Montana country just for the asking. I hear it selling for $1,000 a thousand feet. I want you to do some cruising for me and... let's think about moving to Montana. And so the J. Niels Lumber Company began buying Montana timber. By 1907, the company had $1 million invested in the state. By 1919, Julius Niels' sons, Walter and George, had come to Libby, Montana to stay. Since that memorable time, the destinies of the Niels family and of northwestern Montana had seldom been far apart. The Niels plant in Libby, one of several Niels plants, grew to become one of the largest and most versatile forest products plants in the West. And the Niels family name was established as one of the most respected in the far-flung industry based on products manufactured from wood. Today, the historic wood products plant in the shadow of Montana's Cabinet Mountains is a part of the nationwide St. Regis Paper Company organization. Many of the second and third generation of the Julius Niels family are active with the company and in the Libby manufacturing complex itself. And we suggest that the American dream of success has perhaps never been more fully realized than by this Pacific Powerland enterprise begun by an immigrant youth with $400 nearly three quarters of a century ago.